Welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast with Brian and Jake.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Jake. What a week it's been.
It's been a very cold week here in Portland. It rained. No, it snowed. It snowed this morning.
It did snow.
And the reason why we're on a heated blanket, warm toasty buns.
Yeah, this is the cuddly episode of the Beanie Boys podcast because we have some frigid cheeks.
Frigid cheeks. I don't think I've heard anyone ever say that in my life.
No?
No.
You're the one who asked for the heated blanket.
Well, no, I was here, and it, from last time, I remember, it's a treat. So, toast your buns.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty nice, especially in these cold days. I think it hit like 20 degrees at a low this week.
Yeah, I've been literally going outside just to walk the dog, and that's all I do. I'm like, as soon as he goes to the bathroom, I'm like, we're going upstairs. I know you're freezing because you're really low to the ground, and I'm cold. So Do your business. Let's go. Let's get out of here. But like, there's been a lot of sun here in Portland, which is rare because when I see sun, I automatically go, I want to go outside. I don't even care what the temperature is. I want to sit outside because we only see sun. I want to say maybe 3 months out of the whole year, maybe.
Yeah.
And then like, it's crazy because like when I'm on video chats, dude, I'm a ghost. Like I am so pale and I'm so white. Today, someone called me out, not saying I was super white, which I am, but like they were just like, hey, you're like glowing. Like not in like a good way. They're just like you're really
ghost glowing.
Yeah, like you're really bright. And I was just like, oh, I'm right next to a window and it's like snowing. And like they're like, oh yeah, because they were like not from Portland. They're from like St. Louis. And then they're like, oh, every time we were on a video chat with someone from Portland, it's sunny. And I'm like, how many times are you on a video chat with people from Portland? Because we get that shit like maybe like once every so often.
Yeah.
But we like, I think we lose our minds because whenever it's sunny here in Portland, that just means that everyone goes outside and with their mom and they just walk around.
You got to put the shorts and tank top on like right when the sun comes out.
Well, I've seen people like that and I'm like, yo, this is like the Pacific Northwest. It's cold here. I don't care if the sun's out. Put your buns away. Toast your buns.
Toast your
That's
buns.
That's all
up.
I gotta say. But like, yeah, it's rare. So I think people lose their mind. It's just like when it starts raining here, people don't know how to drive. But then that's just a Portland thing where people just don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a cold, cold. It's been winter.
It has been. Speaking of bad drivers, I was on the phone with my mom today. Shout out Tracy Williams. She actually gave us some good tips for the podcast last week. We did like a little conference call with me and Brian and my mom, and she gave some tips because she listens to a lot of podcasts. So thanks, Mom.
She's our number one fan.
Yeah, we appreciate all of your advice. But yeah, she was having some issues with some drivers and people were speeding. I could hear them through the phone. They were just like rooming around. You just hear like the exhaust going, big old truck or something like that, you know, just speeding around.
Yeah.
Awful. California drivers too. Awful. Drivers in general, awful.
Well, here's the thing though with like California drivers in Oregon. When I first moved up here, I literally had California plates and my plates were gonna expire. And my dad was like, hey, you should change those because people are gonna judge you because you have California plates. And this is when a lot of people were moving up from California to Oregon. And I'm like, so they're gonna like slash my tires? Like, what are you talking about? You know, like what? And then like, so there was like, I saw like news articles like on like Portland Mercury or something saying like, oh, like trash your like California plates and stuff like that. And I'm like,
yeah,
what? That's crazy. But like, also when I first moved here and I would tell people, I was kind of scared to tell people I was from California.
You like wince a little bit, like, well, am I gonna get a slap in the face?
Upset. And I'm like, what are you gonna do about it? Like, I moved up here. That's it. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, part of the... Well, I mean, I'm part of the problem. But, like, you know, like, I act like I'm a Portland person.
Yeah.
I'm not being, like, speeding. I'm like, I'm from California. Yeah, I'm gonna drive.
You're respectful.
Yeah, like, I don't understand... Because I've met a handful of people that are actually from Portland. And a lot of people always get mad at the transplants.
Yeah.
They're always like, oh, you're taking up my space or whatever. I'm like, dude, you're just going to build a bunch of apartment buildings where no one's going to live in, and then you're going to get mad at me? Like, I'm trying to be cool with you.
Yeah, I want to support the economy here. I want to support the businesses. I want to be part of the community. I like Portland. Portland's fun.
Speaking of community, what's going on with the news?
Well, we're going to wrap up a story that we've been talking about for the past three episodes. And that story is about the Portland Pickles mascot.
Also, okay, wait. Right when we could buy tickets, let's buy tickets, because we've been talking about this for years now, and I've never been. I've been here for like 4 years now.
Okay.
We need to go to a game.
Well, the MLB is locked out anyway, so as of right now, there was no MLB season, so we can just buy some tickets to the Pickles anyways. Also, we don't have a team up here anyways, so might as well just buy tickets.
True.
I'll buy tickets for us.
Perfect.
If you've been paying attention to the last two episodes, the Portland Pickle mascot, he was lost. Well, first of all, they had a risque post on Twitter where the pickle mascot showed his fuzzy gherkin. And then the last episode, the mascot was stolen off of the porch. But this past week, they found him. And someone anonymously dropped him off at Voodoo Donuts in Northeast Portland. So everyone's happy that Dylan T. Pickle has returned home. Classic Portland story ending up in Voodoo Donuts, which I've never been there before. So.
Oh, it's a staple. You gotta go.
I've been outside. I took a picture right in front of it.
Yeah,
and I was like, now I'm not gonna go inside.
I told you to go. I was like, dude, you've never been there? It's not that great.
Yeah. It's like they're gimmicky donuts. I want like a good old-fashioned donut from like a small little place out in, you know.
Oh, you mean Joe's? Joe's Donuts.
Joe's Donuts.
Have you been there?
No.
Oh, dude.
We should go.
It's good. We went there really randomly one time.
Yeah.
And Joe's Donuts is this like mom and pop shop, and it's like a donut shop.
It's like all brick.
It's
like
in
stripes.
Sandy. And every time we pass by when we're going to like go hiking or like go to like the lake or like go anywhere in Mount Hood area, there's like a little store, and you can just tell right away it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
And we went, Rob and I went there, and it was like one of those where it's like cash only. You see like the menu board, it's all old.
It's like the basics, right? They don't have anything crazy.
Nothing's been updated for like 20, 50 years. Mm-hmm. That was a long span, but like it's good. It's like one of those where you see like at a, like a, like the cafeteria kind of vibes, like you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, like the message board, like a hamburger shop or something.
Right.
It's going to be good.
And just get like a classic, like old fashioned, like a blueberry donut or maybe a chocolate bar. What's your favorite donut?
Oh man. Okay. So I have a few. So when I was younger, I could eat like three donuts.
I would
like,
crush donuts when I was a kid.
Now I have one. And my heart stops. I'm like, I get two. I always get two because I feel
you
like...
You can't get less than two.
Just one is just like such a tease. But like when you eat it, you're like, ah, I could do this. And then you're like getting all like the cholesterol and your arteries start clogging up because you're just old now.
And just a bunch of sugar too.
Yeah.
Overload.
So I have my top three donuts will definitely be old fashioned. You gotta get like a chocolate old fashioned.
Oh, yes.
Maple bar and Alma sprinkles.
What color sprinkles?
What color?
It matters.
Ooh, it really depends. It kind of depends on my day. Like, I always get one or the other, like one of those three. I always get at least one of those plus an extra one. But if they have donut holes too,
I always get some.
I don't know why the donut holes just hit differently.
Mm-hmm.
What about
I can eat so many of those donut holes too. There's a place back home called Foothills Donuts in Roseville, and they know me when I go in there because, like, my dad used to go there growing up, and then like his dad used to go there growing up, and so they always like, "Oh, Jacob, say hi to Tim, say hi to your grandpa." I'm like, "Oh, wow, that's so cool."
Is it like a donut shop that has like sandwiches and like coffee and like the classics?
Just coffee and donuts, just the basics.
Coffee and donuts.
Yeah, and they open at like 4:30 in the morning. They're dedicated to the craft, and they nail it.
There used to be in growing up in like Menlo Park, there was this place, I forgot what it was called, but it was like in Redwood City. And it was a donut shop that you would, like, it was open 24 hours because donut shops are just open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go there in high school to hang out in the parking lot. Like, we didn't eat any donuts. I think we would get some donuts, but we would just go there because it was just like, it's happening. It's like the thing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so weird because I wouldn't do that now. I would never go to a donut shop at like 2 a.m. now.
Right.
Because I'm like, first of all, I've been in bed for like hours. And second of all, I'm like, dude, that sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Now I go to donut shops at like 7. Now right. I know I'm old. Like,
you get the fresh ones too. That way you go.
I'll go there when they open.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, right on the dot. Last time I went, my dad was in town and we went at like 7 o'clock, like right when they opened, and I was just like, oh yeah, like the freshies.
Oh yeah,
you just look at them, you're just
they're like still a little warm.
Yeah, you're just like, damn, should we get some donuts?
Yeah, we should get some donuts. I think that mine favorite going up, always the blueberry cake donut.
Are you a filling guy? You're such a filling guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
They gross me out. They gross me out, dude. I don't know why I can't eat filling.
My second favorite is the custard filling.
Ugh.
Or like the lemon filling. Probably the lemon filling one.
It's just too much. I think like I just want like half goo. Like, I think this is too much goo. Like, every time I see someone take a bite of, like, a jelly-filled donut.
Oh, it spills out, like, the side or, like, with something.
Yeah, I need, like, a bib or something.
And they, if you ever watch them make them, they, like, stick them on the little hose and it just injects it with the jelly.
Oh, like Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
When you go and you just, like, that used to be such a treat. I remember when Krispy Kreme first came around, mm-hmm. we would go and we'd be like, let's get a tour. And they would give out, like, free.
Oh, you get a free one.
You get a free one. And then, like, we went to Krispy Kreme like maybe like a few months ago, and I had like a few, and I was just like, they're just air.
Yeah, it's, they're very light.
Just air. I can have like 8 of them. I'm like, yeah, I can eat a whole box by myself.
And I think they're open late, or at least they might used to be open 24 hours. The one back home was. It was like In-N-Out next to Krispy Kreme.
The one on Jefferson in Daly City.
No, there was one back in Roseville.
Oh, did they plan that out?
Oh, probably. You drive, like, hey. Like the drive-through for In-N-Out ends at the beginning of the drive-through for Krispy Kreme. So you pretty much have to go through and get a donut if you want to leave.
Well, that was like in Daly City, where like we would go to In-N-Out, and then you were already in the parking lot because like right. You had to park by the Krispy Kreme, and the Krispy Kreme was always open, and there was always like 2 people in there.
Yeah, it was never busy.
And you're like, should we get donuts too? I saw this
video. For later. I'll have one for later.
I saw this video where like they got In-N-Out. It was just like on like Instagram or something. And they got In-N-Out and they did like the donut burger.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds so gross, but like I would totally do that.
Yeah. The like sweetness with like the greasiness of the burger. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good. In other news, we have some food news as we usually do. Lunchables, well, not just Lunchables, but Heinz, Kraft Heinz has joined forces with the Knot Co., which is doing plant-based products. So I guess there's going to be some vegan mac and cheese coming out. Kraft dinner.
For Lunchables?
No, they're going to make vegan Kraft dinner, but also vegan Kraft Lunchables. I'm thinking the hot dogs, maybe? The hot dogs are weird because they're cold.
No, they would be like salami and cheese. It would be like fake salami or
something.
Oh,
yeah.
Or you would just get crackers. I don't even know what they would have.
Crackers with like a little bit of vegan cheese and then a vegan meat.
Well, what are the options for Lunchables in the beginning?
So we got pizza, which is pretty classic. I mean, that could be made.
Oh, and the cardboard?
The cardboard cracker? With the hard cheese. I'm like, ew.
Have you eaten a Lunchable recently?
No, I haven't had one for a long time.
They're like $1 at Target.
They're really
cheap.
They're
like selling them. They're like, please take them. I don't know who's eating this. What kind of child's eating this? Like, I don't think anyone's eating it now.
No, I wouldn't buy them for my child. I think that those aren't good.
Well, yeah, nothing's good when you're a child. It's all garbage. They just give you garbage.
Right.
But like having it now as an adult, like when you go back and you have it as an adult, you're just like, I can see the nostalgia out of it, but also you're like, this is straight garbage. Like,
it's garbage.
If I ate one right now, I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to eat the box because that's literally how it tastes.
It's probably super salty.
Well, they give you the fun size, like, Snicker bar.
Oh,
they
right.
Give you Capri Sun.
And then Capri Sun's the best part.
Yeah.
So let's be honest.
I mean, you just suck it down.
I drink that thing so fast.
Yeah, I can, like, how many ounces is that thing? Like, 8?
8 probably, yeah.
Yeah, you do the whole thing where you squeeze it. You literally, like, devour those things.
Yeah. You try to, like, ration it, but nah, you can't.
You can't, no. But I don't know. I don't know how what they're going to do with a vegan Lunchables. Like, I get it, but also I don't. What is it going to be, like, $8?
How about we just, like, feed our children, like, you know, fruits and vegetables?
No, it's got to be. It's got to be microwave.
Some almonds, maybe.
Well, have you ever microwaved a pizza from Lunchables? Like at home?
No, have you?
Yeah, at home. I did that.
How was it?
I mean, it's better.
Well,
like,
yeah.
When you eat like it cold, you're just like, you have to eat it like in a cafeteria setting.
And the problem is, it's not even like cold pizza where it's like been heated up.
It's literally,
it's
like
still cold.
This is like, I just got shredded cheese and I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to eat this. You'd always have that like stick that they like, you would spread the sauce. Yeah. And you're just like, you'd have like what, like three of them. And you're just like, I guess I'm full.
Yeah.
Like it was so, they were never really satisfying.
Yeah, I didn't have them too often. My mom usually made me like PB&J, classic PB&J brown bag, or I'm gonna get some hate for this, but tuna sandwiches.
Yeah, I still never had a tuna sandwich.
Do you want me to make you?
Yeah, make me a tuna sandwich.
Which like the only issue I have about that now is that it was like tuna salad that was just sitting in my lunch for like 3 hours.
What was your lunch bill?
Oh, I was brown bag.
Oh, you're a classic brown bag.
I was brown bag until middle school. I went to a yard sale and I got a tin Scooby-Doo one.
Ooh, that's classy.
That was actually pretty cool.
I had like an igloo one. Like
the zipper one?
Yeah, the zipper one. So it had like the sandwich at the very bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And it would like keep it colder. And then I would have like a Gatorade box and I would always have like fruit snacks or like chips or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Welch's fruit snacks? Oh, those are the best.
No, they're like Street Sharks or something.
They're, oh,
like,
those ones were good too.
Yeah, they were like really stupid. But I would have that lunch like every day. And I think I would have like a bologna and cheese, like just classic gross.
Right. Cause you didn't have peanut butter and jelly.
No, we had bologna and cheese or like ham and cheese.
Yeah.
That was it. It was like two ingredients. It was like white bread, Wonder Bread, cheese, yeah. American cheese, Kraft singles. Bologna and mustard. That was it.
Fantastic. And then you get like the indents in the Kraft singles from your teeth.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah. I think I'm good.
Yeah. So I don't know about the vegan Lunchables. Like I'll try it out if they have any good ones, but I feel like they have like two ideas.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go very far in that. Like Kraft's going to do it.
Kraft. Yeah.
Yeah. Kraft's about destroying people. Like there, nothing healthy is going to come from crap.
You know, Lunchables aren't healthy in general, so like, you know, it's not going to be a healthy Lunchable.
Wait, they're making a mac and cheese though?
I think they're making a mac and cheese, which I've had the Annie's ones before, and they're pretty good.
That's like a different, whole different.
Yeah, Annie's is like a step up, two steps up maybe, in the quality wise.
Yeah, it's like second tier.
Yeah. Kraft is like bottom level.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So in other news, Portland, or Oregon, is going to be releasing the mask mandate March 19th?
Yeah, I think it's right.
It's supposed to be the end of March. We're kind of interesting because I feel like we're going to be like one of the last states. I feel like California kind of got rid of it already.
I think they did it like last month.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't talked to anyone in California in a while.
I feel like the rest of the country has been not doing it for a while.
Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting. It's definitely gonna be something that is gonna be getting used to again.
Yeah.
We had what last year for like 2 weeks we had the no mask mandate, and
yeah, the mandate was no masks.
Going into stores was weird. I remember going into Fred Meyer and I felt like my dick was out.
Yeah.
Like I just felt like something was off. I could see people and I'm like, I'm breathing hard. Like, you know, like I felt like I was breathing way too hard. Yeah. I'm like, did people feel my hot dog breath on them? But it's
like you saw a bunch of chapped lips.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't want to like have to like try again.
Yeah. You don't want to put on your lipstick as much.
I gave up. Like I completely gave up in the last 2 years. Like, I mean, I didn't try before that, but like, you know, now, dude, going out without brushing your teeth was a thing. You could do that with a mask.
Yeah.
Like, you could totally do that. Like, I, like, wake up and I'm like, you know what? I just had coffee breath. I'm just going to go pick up some bagels. You know, like, no one's going to smell my breath. That's what I'm going to miss about masks if this thing actually does happen, is that the ability to smell someone gross.
Right.
That's going to happen again. You're going to smell BO. I haven't smelled BO unless it's me from, like, you know, like, days of not showering. But, like, I haven't smelled another person's BO in years.
Right.
I haven't smelled someone's bad breath in years.
Definitely hides that musk.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be great. So, I feel like in certain situations, I'm definitely going to wear the masks, like going to shows because people are nasty. Mm-hmm. Going to shows, going to like small enclosed areas, going to like the store and stuff. But like it's going to be weird because whenever I see someone that's not wearing a mask, I stare at them.
Right.
I'm like, what's it's up unusual. With that person? Yeah, I'm like, there's something weird. But it's never like right away. It's always like I stare and I'm like, that person looks different.
Like,
why does this person look so different?
Right.
I think I just got used to the fact of having to wear a mask anywhere you go inside. But I mean, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to be stoked on this. But also, it's just going to be a weird adjust.
Right. It's been 2 years of adjustment, and then you got to readjust back down.
Well, I feel like the other one last summer was kind of like a tease where it was like, hey, I know that a lot of stuff's going on, but we're going to like get rid of this.
I was like, oh, snap. Like, things are okay, okay. And then, yeah, no.
Yeah. And then
it got bad
that was
quick.
Like, it's been what, like maybe like 7 months still of having a mask mandate. So it's been interesting. But I mean, it's just definitely one of those where I'm like, yeah, certain circumstances calls for masks though.
Right. Before, the hospital, it was like, dude, I'm... Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hospital going on, I don't know, just like going, I feel like going to a show will definitely help.
Yeah.
Because like,
you don't want someone's dog breath down your neck.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm into it. Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Depends on what kind of dog breath it is.
Yeah. Only like the hot dog breath in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting adjustment. Things will be different again, but like also the same. Like, right. I don't know. That's just like how the last few years have been, where it's like an adjustment, but also I don't like it.
Yeah, I definitely miss like seeing people's like smiles. And like, it's a lot easier to like tell how like the vibe of someone when you have like facial, like, you know, stuff going on, like a smile, or like you can tell someone's pissed quickly if you know, if their mouth is out.
Yeah, I mean, like, for some reason I got so used to wearing the mask that I forgot that, like, people can't see me smile. But I feel like I've got so used to, like, picking up vibes of people where it was like...
The smiles.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, you could see, like, a smile going on, or, like, just, like, your eyes, you smile. Was it smizing?
Smizing.
You smize.
Or you can hear it sometimes, too.
Like, a loud laugh or something.
Or, like, you can tell that they're smiling in the way they're talking or something like that.
Is that Wario? Who's your neighbor?
I think our neighbor's like watching WWE or something.
I feel like your neighbor's always watching that.
Monday night. It's Thursday night, though.
Dude, yeah, they changed it. It used to be Thursday night SmackDown, and it was like, I guess it's Friday night.
No, he had people over last night, too, so it was Wednesday night SmackDown,
too. I
feel
like he's always watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
maybe
like
just, like, bought the wrestling channel.
Oh, yeah, dude. Probably. It's like Peacock or something? I don't even know what it's on now.
I don't know. I was never a wrestling guy, so.
Oh. A little SmackDown on you. But yeah, I mean, it's just going to be an adjustment. It's going to be weird. I'm sure that, like, you know, we'll probably have the mask again. It's just, I feel
I
like it's
not.
Probably not going away.
I mean, yeah, hopefully this is like the die down of the virus, and, you know, things are going uphill from, not the cases are going uphill, but like life in general is going uphill after this.
Yeah, I mean, stuff will get better, and then World War III.
Right, yeah.
We'll talk about that another time, but...
But actually, speaking about the masks, me and Allie went to a concert last week, or this week, actually.
Monday,
and it was a blast. We saw Bristol Maroney, and at the venue, there was, like, split sides, right? So it's, like, the 21 and up side and the all-ages side, which... It's cool because, you know, go over on the 21 side, grab a drink, which I didn't do. Got one before because the prices at venues are just ridiculous.
Where is that? Wonder?
At Wonder Ballroom, yeah.
Okay,
which their prices aren't too bad.
Wonder Ballroom is going to be like $7 for a mixed drink. This is how often, like, because it's dope.
Yeah, it's so close. It's like, it's a good venue.
But like $7 for a mixed drink, and then like it's like $5 for like a beer or something.
Like
and
PBR.
Yeah, and then like for what it is, I personally don't even drink at venues anymore because I'm just like, you know what? If I drink at a venue, I'm just going to have to pee half the show.
Exactly.
And you can't really time it, you know, like because you don't know if it's going to be a good song. There's been
right.
So many times where I've been to Wonder Ballroom and I had to pee really bad. And I went to pee, and I heard a song that I wanted, and I was
oh no!
And I, like, zipped up and, like, ran back.
Yeah.
But I feel like right now it's, like, definitely, it's interesting going to shows because shows are very I feel like they're the same, but I feel like they're very different.
That bathroom smells like peanut butter, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed it.
Oh, I never take off my mask.
I didn't either, but like it was strong peanut butter.
Yeah, that's a weird bathroom too. Yeah. That one's always weird because I feel like people are always doing coke or something or like drugs in the bathroom.
Classic.
Or like smoking or I don't know what they're doing.
Right.
But like that happened last time I went to Wonder Ballroom. I think there was a girl in like the stalls or something, and I was just like, what is going on?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and it was like maybe it was a shorter line or something, but I was like,
yeah,
okay, cool, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah, so when we were in the 21 and Upside, we actually got some good seats or a good place to stand. Since LA is short, you know, I want to get like a good view of the stage. And so we had a good spot. But there was this guy next to us who I could like, as it was even before like the main person came on, you could just like start getting annoyed by someone, you know, like next to you.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was having a drink, and there's, you know, mass required there. And the guy there was on top of it. He was like, he had a flashlight, so he would like flicker it.
Like the security?
Yeah. And like, so if you like took it down to like drink and then you just like left it down, he'd be like, oh, gotta go put it back up. So this guy was like trying to like hide around me, and like he was definitely like, he wasn't a fan of it. And so he was like doing that. And then also he was just like, you know, he was getting the elbows. Like his elbows were up side to side. Elbows up, and then like he wasn't aware of where his feet were. He just had no spatial awareness whatsoever.
Who was he with? Was he with like a big group of people? Or was he by himself?
He was with like a couple friends, and then like his girlfriend, I assume.
How drunk was he?
He didn't seem that drunk. He just kind of seemed like an asshole. Like right away.
It's either you're an asshole or you're like extremely drunk.
I think that as the night went on, he probably turned into a drunk asshole.
Yeah, he progressed into the worst.
Which is the worst kind.
Yeah, like two types of people. I feel like going out during COVID, especially, it's like one of those where like you go out and you're like, you know what? I hate people.
Yeah.
Like I hate people even more, and I don't want to go to a show. Like I've been like really just kind of put off by like other people because I feel like with COVID, like we've literally hung out with the people we want to hang out with. And then now when you go out in public, like I don't really get drunk anymore. Like at like a place, I'm just like, I'm older now. So I'm like, I don't really need to do that. If I get drunk, it's going to be my house, or if it's going to be like a bar that I can walk home to.
Right.
And they know me. So it's like less embarrassing. But like at a show, I'm going to be like, I kind of want to remember the show.
I paid
like,
for this.
Yeah, I paid for it. Like before pre-COVID, it was like definitely one of those where I've had shows where I'm like, I don't even remember the show.
Right,
I had a good time, but I don't remember anything. But like now it's just like, okay, like maybe like one drink when you start out.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, kind of like hanging out and like.
But then you got to deal with that bathroom thing. You got to hold your drink. You don't want to get it like knocked over by someone who's like shoving their way through, which always happens. There's always people like squeezing through the tiniest little crevice, trying to get by. You're like, excuse me.
Well, actually, their layout is really terrible too, because they have like the whole 21 and upside, because there's a downstairs and it's like a lot smaller. So the downstairs leads to another bar.
Right.
And then on the right side, the bar is right there. So like sometimes it gets to the point where like, yo, I'm just going to go up to like the 18 and up, because at least they're going to be more respectful than like a drunk guy that's like over 21 and being like drunk. At least with like the 18-year-olds, you're like, okay, cool. Like they might, that's where like the mosh is on that side. But like if you go clear from the stage, you're going to be like, I don't even have to worry about this.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, like I got my foot stepped on a few times by him, and I was like, okay, I think, hey, you want to like go to the other side and stand in the back, because you could probably hear better. You don't have to like bump into people. And then we can leave earlier. I sound so old. We can leave earlier, too, after the show's over.
Yeah, we got to get a good spot for the exit so we can leave once the door. You know, we don't want any pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
We're just going to wait.
Yeah, definitely dad mode right there.
Well, kind of reminds me of Wonder Ballroom, since we're on the topic of it. That one time that we saw tennis.
Mm-hmm.
We saw tennis as a square, as a unit. And we were very, very parched, and they had like a watering station, and that was the worst water I think I've ever had
in my life. It was like bath water.
It was like warm bath water that you got from like your grandma or something.
But it was also like a 4-ounce cup.
Yeah.
So you had to go back and keep filling up the warm bath water.
That one was really gross. But like that was supposed to like save people from being like really drunk or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is gross. It's like
I don't want this.
Yeah.
I'm also not going to pay $5 for a bottle of water. So,
well, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. It's like Disneyland prices.
Right.
Like, you're going to pay $4 for this. And sorry, if you're really drunk or you don't know, we're going to win.
Yeah, exactly. They always win. Anyways, I think that'll wrap it up for this episode.
Warm bath water.
Drink your warm bath water. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our website, beanieboys.com. We'll see you next time.